Thank you, Mr. Chair. Indonesia aligns itself with the statement of the Non-Aligned Movement State Parties to the NPT. Mr. Chair, nuclear disarmament remains Indonesia's highest priority. We regret that the implementation of disarmament continues to fall behind the other two pillars. Approximately 13,000 nuclear still exist, the majority of which are operationally available. Modernization and expansion of the nuclear warheads and arsenal continue. Commitment to transparency remains low. The role of nuclear weapons in military and security doctrines is increasing, perpetuated by the NWS and the umbrella states, including through nuclear sharing arrangement. The situation is aggravated by geopolitical instability and conflicts. Nuclear rhetorics are worrying in areas of conflict such as in Gaza. This situation acutely exacerbates the risk of miscalculation. As a result, we witness the global disarmament architecture continues to deteriorate. The withdrawal from the CTBT appears while countries are pursuing its entry into force. The Conference on Disarmament has been at impasse for too long. The NPT has not managed to reach a consensus for two consecutive cycles, and the first PREPCOM also failed to adopt a factual report. Diplomatic efforts have been stalled, including to replace the New START and to revive the JCPOA. The TPNW is the only thing offering us some optimism. Mr. Chair, we need progress in nuclear disarmament now, and all of us share the responsibility to achieve this goal. In this regard, allow me to underline several pertinent points. First, we urge the NWS to immediately step up their responsibility and efforts in the nuclear disarmament pillar. Indonesia calls for the full and urgent implementation of the action plans adopted at the 2010 NPT Review Conference, the 1995 decision, as well as the fulfillment of the obligation under Article 6 of the treaty. Indonesia also calls for the nuclear umbrella states to also play a part in diminishing their dependency on nuclear weapons protection systems by the possessor states. Second, we stress the urgency of an early entry into force of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, and urge the remaining Annex II states to sign and ratify the CTBT without delay. The CTBT remains a key element of the disarmament and non-proliferation regime. Pending its entry into force, we strongly call for the immediate and unconditional cessation of all nuclear weapon tests, as well as any attempt to upgrade, modernize, or advance new technologies for the existing nuclear weapon system, be it strategic or non-strategic, deployed or non-deployed. Third, we need to revitalize nuclear disarmament architecture. We urge the US and Russia to resume dialogue on diplomacy on START. On NPT, it is our fervent hope that this PREPCOM will produce a consensus and meaningful outcome leading towards a successful 2026 review conference. For that, Indonesia stands ready to work with you, Chair, to a successful outcome of this meeting. On the TPNW, Indonesia is honored to inform you that we have finalized our domestic process for ratification and are depositing the instrument of ratification in due course. Indonesia calls upon all states that have not yet done so to sign and ratify the TPNW as soon as possible to reaffirm the commitment to nuclear disarmament. We also underscore the importance of nuclear weapons free zones in contributing towards realizing the objective of nuclear disarmament. In this regard, we call upon all states concerned to continue to work together to promote the effective implementation of the existing protocols for nuclear weapons free zone treaties. Lastly, we must recognize and address the emerging challenges posed by artificial intelligence in the context of nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation. The integration of AI into military systems, including nuclear command and control, introduces new risks of accidental or unauthorized use of nuclear weapons. To conclude, Mr. Chair, nuclear disarmament needs concrete and comprehensive efforts of all states. We call on delegates to exercise their utmost flexibility and constructive approach towards the successful outcome of this PREPCOM. I thank you, Chair.